Want to talk from the health and medical file this morning about stroke. It is the leading cause of serious long-term disability in the United States. There are about 7 million stroke survivors in this country, and many have a post-stroke condition known as spasticity. To joining us this morning to explain exactly what that is, what we can do about it, Dr. Atul Patel. He is a physical medicine and rehabilitation physician at Kansas City Bone and Joint Clinic. Dr. Patel, thanks very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So, first of all, certainly it is good news that medical science being what it is, we have more stroke survivors than ever. Now it is something that is becoming more survivable, but obviously, there are after effects, and this is one of them.
That's right, yeah. So there are several different things that can happen after a stroke when a person survives different complications, and one of them is spasticity, and that can have quite an impact on their function and can also result in other complications.
So explain exactly what this is. What is spasticity and what are some of the, how does it manifest itself? What's going on here?
Yeah, so whenever somebody has had an insult or an injury to the brain or spinal cord, they can have a condition called spasticity. And in a stroke, the patient's brain is affected. And the spasticity is a debilitating condition in which muscles contract and spasm. Patients may often describe this as stiffness. There may be associated pain with it as well. Using the upper limb as an example, these patients may have an arm that's bent at the elbow, wrist, and fingers. Their arm may be twisted against the chest. And as a result of the spasticity, they can have all these complications and can also develop contractures.
So this may be more than just a spasm as we typically think of it. It can just be a condition where this you're not able to move the extremity or something, right?
Correct. So what happens is after a stroke, you already have weakness. But
right.
Then on top of that, you can also get this other condition where the tone goes up, and it's called the spasticity prevents the arm from deforms the position of the hand and arm and makes it, for example, bent. So it's difficult to position, and then it has secondary implications such as difficulty with getting dressed, feeding, and things like that.
Well, sure. That stands to reason. So obviously, this can cause lots of complications for stroke survivors. How common is this in stroke survivors?
Yeah. So studies have shown that about 60% of patients who have had a stroke will develop spasticity. And the interesting thing is, it may not happen immediately after the stroke. It can happen a few weeks to a few months afterwards. And that's why it can get missed, because healthcare providers may not be there after the patient's gone home and then after this initial hospitalization and then develop the spasticity.
I see. So what can be done about it, if anything?
Yeah, so there are treatments. And if it's caught early on, simple thing, is, especially if it is mild, simple thing is just stretching it on a regular basis, the affected limb, can prevent some of the complications. The spasticity doesn't necessarily go away, but you learn how to deal with it and keep it at bay so it doesn't cause other problems.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets more complicated or more severe, then the patient may require medications either by mouth or injections directly into the muscle to temporarily and partially weaken the muscles to allow the patient to then stretch out the affected limb.
So the message is that we want to make sure that you make your healthcare provider aware of this particular after effect, because like you said, if it doesn't happen immediately, sometimes it can go, if not overlooked, I'm guessing that the patient or the family figures that there's just nothing that can be done.
Exactly. And that was one of the reasons that this survey was done. This survey looked at perceptions and experiences relating to spasticity among patients, caregivers, and healthcare professionals. And what they found was that 70% of the stroke survivors and caregivers ranked spasticity as one of the top three symptoms impacting their life after stroke. but only 50% of them were aware of any available treatment.
Mm.
When the physicians and healthcare providers were surveyed, 95% believed that spasticity had moderate to severe impact on their patients' lives. But when we looked at the neurologists and primary care physicians, most of them focused on taking care of the patient to prevent another stroke and not much focus on managing issues after the stroke.
Yeah.
When they looked at physical therapists and physiatrists, physical medicine and rehabilitation specialists, they were more likely to focus on and manage on the after effects of a stroke.
Yeah, so there is a bit of a disconnect there. And folks can get more information about this particular after effect of stroke and the treatments that are available and kind of what steps to take. You've got a website where you can guide folks to, right?
Right. So patients can get more information from this website. It's called spasticityafterstroke.com.
All right. We'll have that linked up at our website. Of course, as we always say with medical issues, best information will come from your doctor, but this will give you some basic information and you know, arm you with knowledge that you can take to your healthcare professional. We'll have it linked up at our webpage. Again, Dr. Atul Patel with the Kansas City Bone and Joint Clinic with us this morning talking about spasticity after stroke. Interesting topic. Dr. Patel, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.